This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, September 7th. Well, cattle markets last week were under some pressure. We had the live cattle down about 430. Feeders were down about 620 on the front months. The weekly charts look a little funky as we had the August expiration creating some what looks to be some volatility on the weekly charts. For live cattle, we had an outside week lower the week prior, and that was before the August expiration, and then with the expiration, looks like we had an outside week higher, even beyond that. So it has a pretty choppy look to the charts. And similar with feeders, where the week prior had a big surge up, you closed into new highs, new multi-year highs, and then last week, we pretty much gave it all back with the pressure on the front months. So if you're a technical trader, you're looking at this weekly chart and it doesn't look very solid at all. The daily charts too starting to break down. We spent a couple days above some key resistance levels and it looked like the market was going to be able to sustain that. And then we dropped back and we spent 3 or 4 days just chopping sideways, and then the market gave it up the last 2 days of last week. The cash trade was fairly disappointing on the Fed trade, where we started out the week higher, which has been the case for the last 3 or 4 weeks. You start out Monday, Tuesday, getting a little bump in cash trade, and it all dissipates by the end of the week. So for the week, we had the Fed trade averaging around 126, and it was a fairly wide range, anywhere from 120 in the south to 127 or so in the north, but averaging around 126, which would put them unchanged for the week. Dress trade at 202 was actually down 2 on the week. Box beef values were lower every day last week. Friday was down 150 at 336 on the choice. Select was down 84 cents at 304. The spread was down 66 cents at 32.29. So for the last several days, we've had the box beef values kind of slipping here. We put in a high on August 23rd for the choice at 348, select at 319. Since then, we've been down 8 of the last 9 days. Choice has dropped $12, select has dropped $15. So we've seen some pretty long extended trends in the box beef values. It hasn't been just chop, chop, chop. You know, in late spring, early summer, we started a long downtrend, and then we had a nice uptrend. We went back to those early summer highs and surpassed them. And since then, now we've started a bit of a downtrend. So, you know, the box beef values have had a fair amount of movement to them over the last few months, but the Fed trade has been pretty stuck. We've managed to squeeze a little bit of that profitability away from the packers, but not very much. We were hovering around the 120, 123 level. Now we're at 126. You know, it's nice to see some improvement, but when you look at the massive profits per cow that the packers are enjoying, you just got to scratch your head that the feedlots have not been able to, you know, pull some of that profit into their own pockets. That is because the packers own the slaughter slots, and slaughter capacity has dropped because of COVID. Part of it, some of it has been some equipment breakdowns that we're hearing. That does appear to be improving, but for the week we were higher, but we're still slaughtering far less cattle than we were, you know, several months ago. Slaughter through Friday was at 590,000 head. That's up 11,000 over the previous week, but it's still down 2,000 from a year ago. And of course, a year ago, we were still in the throes of COVID, trying to figure out how to get these chain speeds back up to normal. We just have not been able to do that. And we're hearing a fair amount that the workers have not been showing up either. So COVID is still having a huge impact on slaughter capacity. It's pushing box beef values higher, and it's just consistently put a squeeze on the feedlots. The feeder cattle index too has started to see some slipping. We were down 20 cents on Friday at 157.74. So it's been down 4 days in a row, and it's dropped a good $2 in that range. Of course, this is a moving average, but we're starting to see the feeder cattle kind of finally respond to the waves of cattle coming off pasture. They're coming off a little early because of the drought, and we're seeing cow slaughter increase significantly over the last couple of months. So we know that the calves have been coming with them. They've been going to pasture in the southern plains, but at this point now it looks like they would be heading to the feedlots, and that's starting to add some pressure to the cash feeder cattle market. So the feeder cattle futures, of course, responding to that. And again, they have broken below supports. I would expect that we'll probably get a little bit of a bounce here. We'll probably come back up to those old highs, which had become support for about a week. My guess is that we'll come back up to that level, and then we'll probably start the downtrend from there. It's been a tough call. I've certainly struggled to kind of forecast where we're headed, especially with feeder cattle. You know, the corn crop looked in trouble throughout much of the summer. Now it looks like we'll have probably average yields or trend line yields. We'll have a pretty decent sized corn crop. That would be supportive to the feeder cattle market. The flip side of that is feed grain prices around the world are at all-time highs, and that's pushing demand to corn. China's been a huge buyer of corn, and we expect the export program there to be extremely heavy and robust for U.S. corn. The Brazilian crop was a disaster. They're quickly running out of not only corn, but soybeans, and so China is shifting over to the U.S. Ukraine is the third largest corn exporter in the world, but they pale in comparison to the volume that U.S. and Brazil does, and Ukraine, for the most part, is kind of tapped out. In fact, we're starting to see, China kind of cancel some of those sales and come over to the U.S. simply because of price. So perhaps Ukraine would have a little bit more corn to export, but the bottom line is demand from China appears to be insatiable. As they rebuild their hog herds and are not allowing producers to feed food scraps to hogs, so that now the feed comes entirely from grain, and they're going to have to export most of that. They are looking at a record corn crop for them, and that's good, but still we're looking at a huge import program from China alone coming to the U.S. for corn and soybeans. That's going to be supportive for wheat, but wheat can stand on its own. But when you look at the cattle complex, the cost of feed grains, while it might subdue here as we work our way through the harvest, and of course it took a fairly decent hit because of Hurricane Ida creating some damage, but those export facilities are going to get back online, it appears to be this week, and so we're going to start to see the export program pick up for corn and beans. The point here is that I don't expect feed grain prices to decline all that much, and it's going to continue to make feeding cattle expensive. And as long as COVID's hovering around, it's just going to be difficult for the packing plants to really ramp up. There are more facilities being built. They're not big ones. They're more regional type or local facilities. That will help. One or two could really break loose the floodgates of, taking on the added capacity and making the packers compete for cattle. I think once that happens, that changes the trajectory of the box beef values, of the packer profits, everything. But that has not happened yet. And so for the near term, we're still looking at kind of being captive to the packers and just, struggling to stay current in the feedlots. Feeder cattle are going to be a function of where the live cattle are going. So I think for now that we've seen the price action be below the support levels, and frankly they stalled out at multi-year highs, and both live cattle and feeder cattle got to a point where the market had stalled out for the last 5-6 years, and they are pulling back again. So it's not an unreasonable price level that the market would stall, but short term it looks like we're probably going to see a deeper correction. Long term, obviously, we're looking at supplies of calves and feeder cattle to become very tight. And we haven't even started herd rebuilding yet. We're still in herd reduction. So we're still in that phase of the cattle cycle. We haven't even gone into the kind of the stabilization phase. So we still got some time here for the bull market to develop, but I don't think we're quite there yet. And once we do, then it's going to be, I think, a very strong bull market. But for now, we're still in liquidation phase, and we're still struggling with packer capacity. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.